So welcome back. Welcome back to this meditation hall, which is your host for this sitting. A lot of love went into making this meditation hall, as did making this retreat center to be a hospitable place for us to be. Welcome back into your body. Your body can be a host, can be where the hospitality of faith, trust, love resides. And to allow the body to be the host, to be the container, as Andrea talked about, of relaxation, receptivity, awareness. And there's a way in which awareness practice, mindfulness practice, can come from the control tower up in the head, often partnered with thoughts and expectations and agendas and all kinds of ideas of who we are as practitioners. And it's possible for awareness practice to not arise out of the control tower, but to emerge in the body, out of the body, including the head, and even emerging out of the mind. And the shift from the control tower to the fertile field of the body, where something arises, sprouts, is born, flows into, to which we have offer our hospitality. To trust awareness is to trust being open and available to our present moment experience as it appears, as it shows up. And for today, we can continue with mindfulness of breathing. It's the kind of the center of it all. But we can also include the body as an important field of awareness. And for this purpose, I'd like to offer you a little mindfulness of the body exercise that might help you experientially recognize the difference between knowing from the control tower versus the knowing which arises out of the body almost. And that is to let your attention settle into one of your hands. And feel the sensations of your hand. The sensations in the palm of the hand. The back of the hand. The fingers. And be aware of how the hand experiences itself. And when we're feeling the sensations of the hand, there's a way in which there's no difference or no separation between the sensations and the sensing of them. Allow the hand to sense. We sense in the location where sensations occur. Tingling, pulsing, vibration. Warmth and coolness. Tension and relaxation. Maybe the weight of the hand against some other part of your body, the contact. And then notice how you're aware of the hand. Are you in the control tower trying and straining? Thinking or strategizing how to be aware of the hand? Are you distracted in your thoughts so much that the quality of your sensing is low? And if there's any tension associated with a thinking mind, any pressure, tightness, you might, as you exhale, relax the thinking mind. Soften the control tower. And feel the sensations of your hand with a relaxed awareness. Where the seat of awareness is the hand, not the straining of the mind trying to accomplish something. The mind might recognize the sensations in a simple, innocent way. And then calmly, gently, move your attention to the other hand. Calmly, gently, allow yourself to sense the sensations of the hand. Maybe roaming around the hand to feel the different sensations. Letting the sensations just arise on their own. then to shift your attention again, gently and calmly. Now let the awareness shift to some sensations in your body, some place in your body, that there's some modicum of discomfort. Doesn't have to be the biggest place. In the same way that you felt your hand, feel not just a discomfort, but feel that area of your body. Whatever sensations appear there. And because there's discomfort, it might trigger preferences and desires and aversions. Maybe more in the control tower. And seeing that, seeing the difference between the thoughts and desires and the simplicity of the body sensations in the area of the discomfort, including the discomfort. Feeling the unique, particular sensations that appear together with the sensing of the sensations. If you are really with the sensations, the idea of discomfort is not really relevant. It's an abstraction. To stay close, intimate, with the arising sensations, receptive, open, allowing, to shift your attention to the place in your body where it's where you usually experience your breathing. And in the same way that you felt the hand, feel that area of the body. Whatever sensations appear in that side, that part of your body, including the sensations of breathing, let the attention gently, calmly roam around that area to feel. The inseparability of sensing and sensation. Being the gracious host for breathing. And if you notice you're in the control tower, thinking and wanting and planning, trying, maybe it's possible to relax. The active mind. Mind that's under pressure, tension. to relax into the body breathing. Feeling how the sensations change with the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Gently letting go of thoughts, like thought bubbles that can float away. So that you can let go into the body's experience of breathing. So that the awareness of breathing, the sensations of breathing, can be more open, more spacious. You might feel, gently feel, the influence that breathing has just beyond the edges of those sensations of breathing. And finally, if any sensations arise in the body that are compelling, become more compelling than breathing, calmly and gently switch your attention to know those sensations in the way that you felt your hand. Maybe feeling the sensations together with a spaciousness around the sensations, beyond the edges of the sensations. And if there's a shift, then the sensations are no longer compelling. you can start again with the breathing. By welcoming the breathing back into awareness. Noticing how you're aware, if you're aware. Maybe relaxing the thinking mind, the control tower. Relaxing into your body. To allow the sensations of breathing of the body to have their life. And for you to feel your lived life of the moment through the sensations of breathing. Sensations of the body. And as we come to the end of this meditation, the last couple of minutes, allow yourself to sense and feel your body in a fuller way. At the end of the meditation, what is your global experience of the body? As you exhale, can you let the body sensations, the edges of your body, relax out into the space around your body? Maybe some of the ways you're still tense or tight, bracing yourself. Relax as you exhale. Almost as if the space around your body is what receives your sensation, allows it all to be as it is, gently, softly. And if your experience is different than what I'm pointing to, that's fine. Feel and sense and know what your experience is, as if it's allowed to be that way for another 30 seconds. It's remarkable the emphatic statements that occur in the ancient teachings of the Buddha about the value of having awareness centered in the body. I call that being embodied. And the Buddha said things like, there is no awakening without awareness centered in your body. And so it's kind of the part of the wonderful art is to slowly, and it kind of in its own time sometimes, where the body begins waking up and the receptive open awareness sometimes seems like it holds the body, arises out of the body, pervades the body, includes the body. And it's a lot easier to work with emotions, and generally much easier to work with emotions and mindfulness of thinking if you have a skill and capacity to be sensitive and aware of what's happening in your body. The body provides so much information, and there's such a strong feedback loop with the between thoughts, thinking, emotions, and the body. The Buddha sometimes likened the thinker, the thinking mind, as a puppeteer that's pulling the strings going down to all the different appendages of the puppet, pulling them. And sometimes you can feel that if you're really sensitive to the effect of thinking, you can feel a little tension and tightness in the body, or sometimes big tensions and tightness. Probably all tension in the body, contracted muscles, probably have some relationship to what you're thinking or how you're thinking. So if you relax the body, you end up also relaxing the puppeteer, or what I call in the modern world the control tower. So one of the ways of awakening a greater sensitivity to the body and availing yourself of the wisdom of the body is that as you go around IRC, doing the ordinary things of the retreat, going to get tea or to a meal or to the bathroom or to your room or anything you do, do it at the speed of mindfulness of the body. And what I mean by that is that don't lose touch with your body too easily. I've left the meditation hall here and walked down the steps, and by the time they get to the bottom of the steps, it's as if I have no body, because now I'm thinking some amazingly, certainly important thoughts that I don't remember now. And it's so easy to kind of get involved with walking across the community hall to get tea and be evaluating the scene or thinking about something and not really have a qualitatively nice connection to your body. If you go about at the speed of mindfulness of the body, there's no set speed for what that is, so it's your own, but what keeps you close to the body, keeps you connected. And the body is always in the present moment. The mind might not be. It could be in the past, the future, and involved with things which are far away. And so the body will, if you stay connected to the body, it's a kind of a support, a guide, an inspiration, a place of learning for this practice. Maybe it helps you see much more easily how quickly you wander off in thought and lose touch with it. And that's invaluable to see. And appreciating the value of that. Trusting the value of even seeing that your mind is not present. That's what the faith part is about, the love part, the trust, the confidence. Trusting awareness. Loving being aware. Trusting, confident that staying connected, being aware through the body, is the way to find your way out of 17 different defilements that soil the mind. Unless you have an 18th. Then we'll see. So thank you very much for being here and doing this.